Fran and you, Milton, your view on how to kill a chook?
Yeah, well, I wouldn't kill one. And I am begging people to please become vegan or vegetarian.
I had a lovely steak last night.
The number of animals are
really
killed
juicy.
In absolute pain and agony through halal and kosher slaughter and poor other slaughter methods as well. It's just outrageous.
What are we going to do with all the farmers then when they're out of work?
Pardon?
What are we going to do with all the farmers when they're out of work?
The farmers are going to suffer from this because more and more people are becoming vegetarian.
Right.
I'm nearly in tears talking about this because I feel so strongly about it. Sorry.
What about one chicken?
I just thought you can hear how upset I am about this. I'm really sorry.
No, you don't have to apologise. I think it's fantastic
but
that
we ignore it, and we ignore it. And it's
but
just outrageous.
Fran.
And it's in our schools, it's in our restaurants.
Fran, they're bred.
Abhorrent.
They're bred for food. They wouldn't exist.
I understand that, and I was not a vegetarian for 50 years.
Right.
And I became a vegetarian because I saw halal videos and I saw how it's done. And I
But then, it. So to someone who would say, well, don't eat halal meat then, eat regular meat, for want of a better expression, why don't you just stick with regularly slaughtered chicken and beef?
Because I can't be guaranteed. It's not marked, we don't know what's what. I can't be guaranteed I'm not eating halal meat. And I am so upset. This meat is in our schools. It's fed to all the children, whether they are religious or not. And we just have to do something because it's such a disgusting practice. And our farmers will suffer because more and more people will get wise to this and become vegetarian. And it's a total sham. And anybody who says it isn't, it's just so wrong.
Fran, thank you for your impassioned plea. Maybe you have converted some more people to your way of thinking.